another round in the Who Flew First debate. Economic leaders say drop the anti-merger lawsuit, and blaming the Dreamliner for poor economic performance. This is Aero News for Tuesday, October 29, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The National Aviation Heritage Alliance of Dayton, Ohio, and the First Flight Foundation of Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, facilitated a joint Skype news conference last Thursday so the states of Ohio and North Carolina could rebuke Connecticut's claim that their state was first in powered flight. Earlier this year, the Connecticut legislature passed and Governor Daniel Malloy signed a bill into law that claimed one of its own residents, Gustav Whitehead, flew 2 years earlier than the Wright brothers. Ohio State Representative Richard Perales and North Carolina State Senator Bill Cook spoke from their home states to rebuke the Connecticut law. The pair released a statement signed by 34 historians, archivists, authors, and others that said the available evidence, quote, fails to support the claim that Gustav Whitehead made sustained, powered, controlled flights prior to the Wright brothers, end quote. Wilbur and Orville Wright lived in Dayton, Ohio, of course, where they developed the principles of controlled flight and built their first airplanes in their bicycle shop. They made their first flights at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, at a location now within the town of Kill Devil Hills. Historians regard their powered flights of December 17, 1903, as the first successful manned flights of a controlled, powered, heavier-than-air machine. The claim that Whitehead was first pops up every decade or two. The passage of the Connecticut law was supported by a grainy, blurry photo that purports to be new evidence of Whitehead's flight, but that photo has been rejected by most recognized aviation authorities. Of course, when it comes to the question of absolutely who flew first, we as balloonists know that it was the Montgolfier brothers in France who were truly the first to slip the surly bonds of Earth. A letter from 26 chambers of commerce and other economic development groups around the country urges the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to end the Justice Department's attempt to block the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. In the letter, which was posted in its entirety online by USA Today, the business and economic development leaders tell the AG that the merger would lead to increased competition in the airline industry, not reduce customer choices. The letter reads, in part, quote, with more than 6,700 daily flights to 336 locations in more than 50 countries around the world, the new American Airlines will offer more options to travelers, businesses, and organizations. This expanded network is an asset for local businesses. The modern economy demands mobility and adaptability, and the new American will help connect businesses with customers wherever they are. At the same time, the combination will provide job security for the more than 100,000 employees of the two airlines, end quote. Budget carrier Norwegian Air Shuttle says the cost of renting replacement airplanes with its Dreamliners down for repairs ate into its third-quarter net profits. The airline, Europe's third-largest budget carrier by passenger volume, had purchased the new Boeings in an effort to expand into the long-haul market with routes to the U.S. and Asia. The Wall Street Journal reports that in its third-quarter earnings report, the airline showed a 31% drop in net profits, which airline executives blame on the cost of renting replacement airplanes while the Dreamliners were out of service for repairs, as well as the cost of additional fuel and providing food and accommodations for delayed passengers. The loss came despite a 16% rise in revenue for the same period, according to the airline. The airline is reportedly planning to talk with Boeing about compensation for their loss. The carrier is still planning to move forward with its plans to acquire another 5 Dreamliners by the end of 2014. The Boeing Company and Lockheed Martin Corporation are teaming to compete for the United States Air Force's long-range strike bomber program, with Boeing acting as the prime contractor and Lockheed Martin as the primary teammate. To this critical mission, the team brings together nearly 2 centuries of combined experience designing, developing, and testing aircraft for defense customers around the world. The companies also bring expertise in integrating proven technologies, and their skilled workforces and critical infrastructure and scale to meet the U.S. Air Force's cost and schedule requirements. This is not the first time the two giants have teamed up. Working together earlier, they delivered the F-22 Raptor stealth fighter. Augusta Westland has made a contribution in the amount of $15,000 to Life Flight of Maine in honor of 15 years and 16,000 patients served throughout that state. And Boston MedFlight has been awarded the 2013 Vision Zero Aviation Safety Award by American Eurocopter. The Vision Zero Award was created in 2007 to promote and increase safety in the air medical industry. It recognizes a program that has demonstrated a commitment to aviation safety, spotlights specific safety initiatives, and encourages programs to share their ideas so others in the industry may learn from them. Boston MedFlight received a $10,000 prize with the award. When Aero News continues, Orion is go at Power Up. Piper unveils a new website. And AEA says beware a Nashville hotel scam.
The True Blue Power TS-835 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Tuesday, October the 29th. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA's first ever deep spacecraft, Orion, has been powered on for the first time, marking a major milestone in the final year of preparations for flight. Orion's avionics system was installed on the crew module and powered up for a series of systems tests at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida last week. Preliminary data indicate Orion's vehicle management computer, as well as its innovative power and data distribution system, which use state-of-the-art networking capabilities, performed as expected. All of Orion's avionics systems will be put to the test during its first mission, Exploration Flight Test 1, or EFT-1, targeted to launch in the fall of 2014. EFT-1 is a two-orbit, four-hour mission that will send Orion, uncrewed, more than 3,600 miles above the Earth's surface, 15 times farther than the International Space Station. During the test, Orion will return to Earth, enduring temperatures of 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit while traveling 20,000 miles per hour, faster than any current spacecraft capable of carrying humans. Orion provides the United States an entirely new human space exploration capability and will take humans farther into space than we've ever been before. Piper Aircraft is launching an all-new website that it says has a, quote, super clean look and feel, including user-friendly functionality for Piper owners, operators, dealers, and prospective customers, end quote. The site went active yesterday. The new site features an interactive paint scheme selector for the company's top-of-the-line M-class aircraft and the Piper Seneca 5. It also has a fully interactive 360-degree tour of leading Piper airplanes, along with a competitive aircraft comparison tool and new video content. The new site offers easier access to Piper's important online content areas, including in-depth profiles of the entire Piper product line, global sales and dealer contacts, product support networking, parts and warranty, technical publications, event schedules, financing and tax information, a photo gallery, leadership summaries, employment opportunities, and yes, the all-important press releases. The AEA says it has learned of a potential scam regarding AEA members' hotel reservations at Marriott's Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville. ANN received a notice from the organization saying that if you receive a phone call or an email regarding your room reservations for the 2014 AEA convention, please disregard and delete them. The offer comes in the form of an email or phone call promising a better rate than the AEA's official rate of $195 per night. But those who opted to grab that better deal had their reservations canceled. Well, I guess that's one way to save money if you don't mind sleeping in your rental car or in a cardboard box on the streets in Nashville. Seriously, Marriott's Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville, Tennessee will serve as the headquarters hotel to guarantee the special AEA room rate of $195 per night. You should make your reservation directly with the hotel no later than February 8th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.